Hi, Robert. My name is Lara, and I will be the one personally training your sissy ass. I'm very glad you reached out to us. I specialize in turning dominant men into sissy anal sluts. For the rest of our conversation, from this moment forward, I will address you as Veronica, your sissy name. That's what you want, isn't it? Good. Then we're a perfect match. You said that years ago you cross-dressed and you were nearly passable as a woman. That's very good. That means you will make a good sissy. You also mentioned that you find yourself fantasizing more lately about being a sissy. Good. It's because it's truly what you are, and fighting it all these years is getting harder and harder to do. Well, I'm here to help you make the changes you need to so that you fully accept being the sissy that you want to be. First, you need to understand, in today's age, being whomever you want to be is more acceptable than ever before. There is no reason for you to hide your sissy desires. I do know this is challenging at times, so we will take baby steps in getting you there. And I would highly suggest you go on my monthly training program, where I will give you small assignments and tasks each month that will gradually take you to exactly where you want to be. Having said that, even though you are not under trance yet, I want you to repeat these words after me several times in your head or aloud, whichever makes you feel better about it. I am proud to be a sissy. I am a sissy girl who loves to have her ass fucked. I am a sissy anal whore. Good. See, that wasn't too hard, was it? It's easy for you to say these things because deep down, this is what you want. Let's not pretend to be strong and masculine when deep inside you know you are a feminine lesbian, Veronica, who loves dominant women that can take and mold you into their perfect sissy bitch servant. Right? Of course it's right. Okay, so in this file, we are going to further enhance your sissy desires. We are going to increase your acceptance and allow you to become free of your mind traps that stop you from being all that you can be. Sounds good? Take a deep breath. We're about to get started. Don't worry, my little sissy slut. You will be more than happy with the results of your training. Are you ready? Veronica, I want you to lie back with your arms at your side and your legs straight. Feel yourself sink into the bed, your body becoming heavier and the bed getting softer and softer. You can feel your body relaxing as you sink deeper into the bed. Your head relaxes as it drifts deeper into the pillow. Your neck relaxes. Your shoulders lose all tension and sink deeply into the bed. You can feel your chest rise and fall with breath as it sinks into the bed. All the way down your body to your legs. Every inch of you slip further into relaxation and deeper into the bed. Can you feel your body sinking? Do you feel how soft and relaxing it is? You feel as though you are laying on a cloud. A soft, puffy cloud that is floating around carelessly. A cloud that will not let you fall. You feel your body sinking into the cloud as you take a deep breath in and out and in. You breathe deeper, in and out. each breath, your body sinks deeper into the cloud, and you feel all of your worries begin to float away. Deeper and deeper you sink, floating aimlessly without a care in the world. You are drifting now without any worries in your mind. All of the bad things you have felt and all of the worries you have had leave your body every time you exhale. In and out. You breathe one last deep breath to get rid of whatever worry was left inside you. Now you just drift along, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, it begins to sound like the ocean waves on a breezy summer day. Building up at sea and crashing into the shore. Slowly, calmly, you can hear the waves coming in. And just in front of those waves is a bird. I wonder if you can imagine that bird rising into flight, its wings going up and down, pushing it through the air softly, to the left, to the right, up, down, to the left, to the right, until that bird lands on the top of a hill. I wonder if you can imagine being at the top of that hill and seeing stairs that wind down to the bottom. It's a small hill. There aren't many stairs. Each one takes you deeper down and closer to the bottom. And I wonder if you can imagine stepping down those stairs, going one at a time, deeper and deeper, trying to reach the bottom of that hill. Each step deeper you count, stepping down the first step, 10. You are one step closer to the bottom. Next step is 9. Deeper you go towards the bottom. 8. Deeper and deeper still. 7. Even deeper you step. 6. Deeper and deeper and deeper. 5. Deeper and deeper. You are halfway to the bottom. 4. Still deeper you go, trying to find your way to the bottom one step at a time. 3. You are almost there as you step even deeper. 2. There are no worries left. As you step deeper, you have no cares in the world. Nothing matters. You are completely and totally relaxed as you step even deeper. And 1. You have arrived. You have stepped into a calm and clean room, one where there are no worries. You can simply relax. Enjoy the feeling of being so relaxed that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. If any stray thoughts try to get into the room, imagine that they are birds and they fly away like the bird on the beach, taking your worries and stress with them. You have no issues. There is nothing you need to do. Just relax. You are okay. Everything is now okay. Can you imagine a chalkboard hanging on the wall and covered in words? Suddenly you realize that you want to erase that chalkboard. Grabbing an eraser, you begin to swipe slowly back and forth until all the words are one. Veronica, those words were what has been holding you back. All of the thoughts and opinions that were brought on by family, friends, society, and the male ego that you have been trying to fight. All of the things that have stopped you from being who you truly are, stopped you from giving in to what you truly want. As you step back, you see that those words are gone and the chalkboard is clean. All of those thoughts and fears and opinions are no longer with you. Now you have a clean board to write on. This new clean board is not for Robert or Bob. It's for Veronica. This is her board. That also means it is your board, because you are Veronica. She is the feminine part of you that wants to be more prominent in your life. She wants to be the driving force of who you are. This board is where Veronica can finally show herself to the world, not just in pieces and at specific times. She can now show the world who she is all of the time. You can just sit back now and let Veronica turn this empty slate into your new life. A life where you can be feminine. A life where you can wrap your body in soft materials and slide into stunning heels. A life where you can walk around as a model anytime you want, all the time you want. This life also has you being the submissive little bitch that you so long to be. The sissy feminine girl who wants to be used and abused for the anal whore she is. Yes, Veronica, you are an anal whore. Repeat this in your head now 5 times after I say it 1 more time. I am an anal whore. Again now. I am an anal whore. Doesn't that feel good? It doesn't feel as good as it does feeling your ass get stuffed by a giant dildo, though, does it? Of course it doesn't. Anal whores can't just talk about it or think about it. They need to act out on it. Feel your desire increase to have a strong woman grab your head and force it to the floor. Face down, ass up, you little bitch. That's right. Get used to this position. This is where you belong. You belong getting your ass stuffed by dildos and strap-ons. I want you to imagine right now that I am there with you. I am dressed in nothing but a long body fishnet stocking. My body is luscious and you desire it so much. Well, you can't have it. I am not here for your pleasure. You are here for mine. I am here to mold you into my perfect little sissy slut that obeys my every word. What pleases me is stretching your ass and make you scream like a girl. So this is what you will learn to desire to please me. Barnaby, I am going to plant some triggers in your head that will automatically make you crave having your ass fucked like the slut you are. I want you to place your hand on your tiny little sissy cock and just lay on top of it now. Don't play with it. Your cock is useless. I just want you to place your hand on it and repeat these statements after me. I am an anal whore. My sexual pleasure comes from anal sex only. I love getting my ass fucked. I crave my ass to be filled with strap-ons more and more each day. Anal sex is something I need. I need to be fucked in the ass. I am a girly bitch that wants a strong woman to train me as her slut. I obey all women, no matter who they are. Women are superior to me, as I am neither a man or a woman. I am a sissy. I am a sissy slut. I am a sissy anal whore. Good. Didn't that feel good? Is your tiny little sissy cock hard now? Oh well, hands off, and keep listening, you little sissy bitch. Every time you walk, you feel the need to have something stuffed in your ass. Every time you eat, you wish to be bent over and fucked like a girl. There is nothing you can do to fight this off. You crave it more and more each day. You need it. You want it. You work hard at making it happen. You will do whatever it takes to be fucked in the ass. There is nothing you won't do or say to be sissy handled by a strong, dominant woman. This is your life. This is your reality. You are a sissy, and you wish to stay that way. Being a sissy girl is a lot more pleasurable than trying to pass yourself off as a man. You might pass off as a man to some people, but you know you are a sissy girl slut that wants her ass stuffed. Good girl, Barnaby. You are doing so great. Now, we must tie obedience to women to your anal sluttiness, so I want you to imagine the word yes. Yes is something you say every day. It is especially something you say to women. If a woman asks you to do something, it is the only acceptable answer, isn't it? course it is. I want you to think of how sexy the word yes is. Say yes. Say it again. Let me say it for you, and I want you to really understand how powerful this word is. Yes. 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 And each time you hear the word yes, feel your cravings to have your ass fucked grow stronger. Each time a woman says yes, feel the need to get bent over and ass-raped by women that are stronger, smarter, and more powerful than you could ever be. Realize that the word yes has very significant meaning to you. Yes means you are an anal whore. Yes means you crave being ass-fucked. Yes is so powerful, it doesn't matter who says it. It could be a woman you work with. It could be a woman in the grocery store. It could be your own voice. It could be a voice on TV. It doesn't matter. When you hear the word yes, your ass tingles with anticipation of a good ass pounding that you need and deserve. Right? Say yes. Say yes again. Feel the need to be fucked like the sissy whore you are? Of course you feel it. You are a sissy whore. Yes, you are. Yes, you will always be. Yes, it makes you happy. Yes, yes, yes. What a sissy anal whore you are. You are now mine. You are under my control, and what I say will always be law for you. You will feel the need to listen to more and more of my training because you want to feel the wonderful feelings you are feeling right now. Yes? Of course the answer is yes. Feel your ass tingle now? Say yes. Good work, sissy. I am so proud of you. You are doing so good. There is so much to learn about yourself. There is so much more sissy to come out of you. There is a sissy inside of you that is needing to come out. Come out and play, my little sissy bitch. Okay, so I'm going to wake you up now. When I do, you will remember everything I have taught you here, and you will be thankful. You will feel wonderfully at peace. And your health is going to be better because you are no longer fighting these feelings of sissiness. You are going to embrace them and nurture them. It will make you healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. You will say yes many times in a day. You will answer yes to women anytime they ask you for something. It is your moral obligation to say yes to all women, no matter what they request of you. If they tell you to lick the dirt off the bottom of your shoe, you will say yes. You will also get very horny and want to be fucked like a good sissy whore every time you hear or say the word yes. Are you ready to wake up? You know what to say. Say it. Good girl. 5. Feeling so grateful that you found femdomtraining.ca. me, and that you are participating in personal sissy training. 4. Permanently accepting yes as your sissy trigger to be an anal slut. 3. Realizing your cock is not needed anymore for sexual pleasure, only your ass is. 2. Saying yes to women is the single most important task in your life. 1. Yes, yes, yes. You are a good, obedient sissy girl. Wake up, Veronica. Wake up. Good girl. Your training is going well. Now, Bob, I'm going to let you be a man for a second or two and call you Bob. Yes? Yes. Of course I will. I can do whatever I want to do with you, Bob. Because when I say the word yes, all you can think of is your sissy self, Veronica. No matter where you are and what you are doing, even if you are Bob in the moment, when you hear the word yes, you realize that you are not Bob. You are Veronica, the sissy anal whore. Good girl. Now, I have a few things for you to do for some assignments over the course of the month. Do you understand? Good girl. First off, we must train you to accept my word as law. I am a gracious mistress, and I will let you come twice in the coming month, Bob. No more, no less. I would advise spacing them out with a 2-week gap, so that it makes it a little easier on you. The second thing that you will do this month is that when you do have an orgasm, you will make sure either a dildo or an ass plug is stuffed up that slutty ass of yours. Okay? Say yes. That's a good girl. When you log in to femdomtraining.ca, there will be some other things you will need to do on your training page. So log in each day to listen to this file and to do the assignments that are on your page. Bobby, Bob, Veronica, sissy slut, it doesn't matter. You are a sissy, no matter what people call you. You can't hide it, and I want to help you realize that this part of you does not want to be suppressed anymore. Your home stretch in life should be doing the things you want to do. You want to be a sissy slut, so let's make this happen. Now be a good sissy and get a good night's sleep. Sissies need to get their beauty sleep. Sweet dreams, my favorite little sissy slut.